Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome in and welcome back. Hour two of The Usual Suspects. Shock in for Joel. Actually, I'm handing it off now. Jerome Solomon has materialized after spending some time at NRG getting all that good juicy info.
I wouldn't go info or juicy.
Come on.
Yeah. It was Rick Smith.
Was it a big ass waste of time, as usual?
Gas, time, effort, energy, the works. Yeah. He said a lot of nothing and asked a lot of, I wouldn't call them dumb questions, but people around the draft, media types, tend to ask questions that you can answer the same way every year throughout time. So why, and I'm one of those people, why ask a question when I already know what the answer is? Hey, you guys, you feel a need to draft a quarterback in the first round? Oh, no. Have they ever? No. I mean, are you, how do you decide whether you want to draft a quarterback or a linebacker or a safety? Well, that's a very good question. You know, we try not to draft on need. We draft on the best player available. We set up our board and blah, 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 blah. It's the same damn answer every damn time.
So did you ask anything like that threw him a little bit?
Yeah, I didn't throw him because I just know that last year at this point, they had signed Brock Osweiler. They had signed Miller. So they were holding press conferences talking about how much closer they are to a championship now that they've made the move. We got our quarterback. We have a, you know, running back who's on the come, and we're closer and we're better, and we're going to be better than last year's 9-7. And so I just simply asked, well, you said that last year at this time, but this year at this time, can you say you're a better team now than you were when you walked off the field after getting beaten by the Patriots in Foxborough? Well, last year doesn't matter to them, Jerome. Like, really? Oh, now it doesn't matter.
Last year mattered. Last year mattered.
Yeah, these 9-7 started piling up on each other at some point. But it's a fact that, and of course, they don't. No, you don't have a game for 4 months. But it's a fact. The Texans are not better today than they were when they left the field in Foxborough. Period. Yeah. Because they've lost players and haven't added any. Now, if you want to call it addition by subtraction with Osweiler being gone, more power to you. But it's not like Osweiler's gone and you had a guy ready to step up who's, you know, going to shock the world. Well, he would shock the world.
Which I think that's a good question to ask. I mean, do you think they're better going into the season with Savage than they would have been going in with Brock Osweiler, knowing what you know now about both?
No, I don't think they're better going in with Savage. I don't think they're better. They're not better anywhere.
But I'm saying
now, basically,
what was better to go into the season with Osweiler or to go into the season with Savage? Which one would you have chose?
Osweiler, no question. He started, you know, five or seven games in this league. He'd been in the league for several years, and it started. He'd been on a championship team. He saw great quarterback play by an all-timer in front of him. Tom Savage has been on 9-7 teams. He hasn't played. When he did play, didn't play all that particularly well. And he's watched Fitzpatrick. It doesn't matter what the names are. Fitzgerald, Hayer, you know, Mullet. I mean, pick a name. Does it matter?
I was going to say, he maybe hasn't seen a ton of great quarterbacks, but he's just seen a ton of quarterbacks come through.
He knows how it's not supposed to be done.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, man. I mean, didn't he get benched at one point for Savage? I mean, that tells you, he wasn't. I mean, what you saw in Brock Osweiler was what Brock Osweiler is. Not 5-2 on a team that the defense carried them anyways.
I get you there, but you misstated. You're accurate, but that's not the truth. He didn't get benched for Savage.
He got benched.
He got benched
for Osweiler. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't matter who the next guy was.
Good point.
It was time for Osweiler to get benched.
Let the guy that words are important point that out. But I missed.
I mean, he would have gotten benched for you.
That's true. Okay.
I think that it all came down to not only getting roasted by the fan base and local media here, but the Brock Osweiler failure was national. It was damn near galactic. Every media outlet you could think of was crushing Houston. So, I mean, not only have they not really had to rehash keeping him, benching him, how long do you give him throughout this offseason, I mean, he's not your problem this year either. And I think at some level they found that to be more important than actually having him here.
Oh, yeah, no. But the thing is, Rick Smith has twisted this into being, what a great move I made by getting rid of Brock Osweiler, ignoring the fact that – What was the move that brought him here that forced you to have to make the great move to get rid of him?
The phone rang.
Yeah.
I answered it. They asked. Hells yes.
And he almost bragged about it today. He's like, people always was wondering whose idea this was to make this fantastic trade, because it is an unusual type of a trade that they made with Osweiler. But no, I'm not giving him credit for that. Please.
From your perspective, though, I mean, you're driving down there. What are you already defeated as a journalist walking into that room? I mean, no, absolutely nothing is going on but shoring up your special teams, your backup tight end. I mean, as a journalist, what are you expecting walking into that room?
I mean, well, you never know. That's why you attend. Yeah. You don't. I mean, the guy
Even
might just.
You kind of know.
You have a strong idea that nothing of any particular value is going to come out of it, but you never know when a guy's going to crack, when a person is going to snap, when, you know, he may just be walking in there after Bob McNair had snapped on him earlier, and he may be feeling himself. He may have just gotten into a big argument with somebody and, you know, brought him down a notch. You never know. That's why you're there with the cameras, because you want to see. Have you guys watched this show, Brockmire?
I'm aware of Hank Azaria.
It's hilarious. It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty funny. And it's about an announcer, play-by-play radio baseball announcer.
I think you and I are the only two, Barry, that haven't seen this yet.
Really?
Because everyone I've talked to has loved it.
So I need to put it in the rotation?
Yeah.
What does it come on? What does it come on? Netflix or?
No, it's a, what's one? One of those,
like FX,
one of those weird channels. I don't know if you have all the movie channels.
I do.
But then it's one of those two on the bottom of that. The
IFC.
Sundance or IFC. Yeah, one of those.
IFC? What the hell? IFC?
Independent film channel. Portlandia is also on there, so I actually am familiar with that channel.
Yeah, but it's very good, and he's very funny, and he snapped on air in one of the most classic scenes you can imagine. It's very funny.
Now,
so it's worth it.
Now, have you done any – you've looked at the schedule, I'm guessing –
Oh yeah,
you know,
everybody looked at it last night. Yeah, the NFL has tricked us all into.
And what was your quick rundown assessment of where they finish?
9-7 at best, 8-8 because the Rams have beat them in Los Angeles. Because you know, I'm a huge Wade Phillips guy. So I'll take Wade's defense against Savage and the boys.
I've seen that a couple of times. I'm not completely sold on the Rams. I have them winning that game, but it is on the road, and it is against a Wade Phillips defense in his first year, which everyone says, watch out, man. First year with a Wade Phillips defense is deadly. And returning. Isn't it funny how the Texans can go and face Wade Phillips and potentially lose? They've got to go face the Browns, which would be hilarious if Brock Osweiler somehow beats them. Go to the Niners and Hoyer could beat them. That would be hilarious.
But
sad.
When you look at it, though, it's like, I mean, and of course, this is April, so all of this is just conjecture. But
only Atlanta was on the schedule. You know,
but the gimme of all gimmies is the Cleveland Browns. I mean, that's a gimme in the NFL.
Yes.
However, you're right, Brock Osweiler.
That's exactly what would happen to it. It's Houston sports.
Of course he's so bad.
It's Houston sports. They of course they're going to go up in there and maybe be up
it's
by
your
two.
Your getaway day going into the bye week. Guys are looking forward to a week off, and
I could see them going in up by one or two with about 5 minutes left. Brock comes in because of an injury, leads him down the field for a field goal, and then I mean, look what happened with Vince Young. I mean, he never materialized into being a great quarterback, but he sure did come back and haunt the Texans and make them look bad. It would definitely something like that would happen to a Houston team. It's Houston sports. What I love about all this is you should see the vitriol we have coming through on the text line. Like, everyone is just, oh, you're stupid. They're not going to be 10-6. But you're talking about one game, and it's April. Like, there's so much that's going to change. I might dock them two games by the time the draft is done and they don't sign anybody and nothing else happens. You may look at that, especially if you look at some of the teams that, you know, I said before you got here, I said there's one 100% win, and that's the Browns. There's 100% loss, and that's the Patriots. Everything else
those are the given.
Yeah, right. Everything else is up for grabs. Even in the division, I would say, to a certain degree, there's some that, you know, I think you feel more comfortable than others. But who's to say that, you know, the Cardinals don't do something at quarterback or get better somewhere else, or the Chiefs? Or, I mean, it's April. Everyone chill. Have fun with looking at the schedule. But
that's kind of what led into my question, Rick Smith.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to go to a break here, is that the Texans haven't done anything to make you think they're better than they were last year. And last year they were 9-7.
Yeah, and that's so it. And
if they've done anything to make you think they were better, you can go, oh, I think they'll win 10, and I feel comfortable with that.
They're getting J.J. Watt back, and that was my point. I think J.J. Watt could make the difference in a game, in a win. Will he? Who knows? But it's one game difference between 9-7 and 10-6. But having J.J. back, if he's healthy, obviously it's a big if. But they didn't have a quarterback last year with Brock.
And Tom Savage could be worse than Brock Osweiler.
Oh, Lord.
713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. The Rockets have a playoff game tonight. Did y'all even bother to get into that yet?
No, not yet. It's been all Texans for an hour.
Okay, well, cool. Instead of that, we'll talk about brothers on horses. That'll be more entertaining than anything. White people on donkeys. How about that?
There you go.
What a tease. We'll be back in a minute. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel Blank again this week. He's out. You know, the Rockets are in the playoff. Oh, that's probably a sensitive subject, huh? Right off the top. He didn't wait 10 seconds. He didn't wait 10 seconds.
His first chance back.
That wasn't even playing. That's so bad. Can we start over?
Go ahead.
Can you throw out the podcast or our Twitter handles first?
Can you bleep something for 30, 40 seconds? Is that even a thing?
Oh, man. That was awful. Who thought of that? Why would I go there?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's good stuff.
Jerome Solomon sitting in. You got a threesome going here today.
Wait a minute.
Got the Sunday morning crew adding a brother. They used to, you know, actually have a brother on every now and then. They haven't called me in a couple of years, so I wasn't doing the ratings any
you're
good.
You're too big time for us, man. No way you would. You're not even up on Sundays between 9 and
y'all
noon.
Y'all are the one show that I listen to religiously when I happen to be up and doing something and had to be there and ain't got no other choices.
You know, I know that's true.
Well,
because
to be fair, he's got children now, so he is definitely up.
That's true. And I will say, I can vouch for the fact that he does listen because he tweets me all the time correcting me. especially on my Oilers history. He's like, no, bro, that's not how that happened.
And I gotta help you out.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
He doesn't tweet me at all, so either I'm right all the time or I'm so wrong all the time. He's not wasting his time
to correct everything. Can I just say real quick on the text line, I'm about to close this because it's just ridiculous today. But if your phone number ends in 991, you can just stop texting, bro. It's like not going to happen for you.
You're not going to give him any love?
I get that you're angry for whatever reason, but
it's Friday.
No one cares, dude. It's Friday and we're all in a good mood.
I actually have someone legitimately mad at me because I hung up on the winner, so we need to give away another Raising Cane's.
Oh, snap!
Yeah.
What? Well,
just tell the winner to call back.
I did.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
And he didn't?
Nah. He didn't call back.
Bro, you hung up on the winner?
Yeah.
So we got to do it again?
Poor Gilbert.
It was Gilbert?
I don't think it's the same Gilbert that you're thinking of.
Was he like, yeah, did I win anyway? No?
No, it didn't sound like that. Gilbert? No. It didn't sound like
did
that.
Did he threaten to fight you?
No, was it the other Gilbert? Nice dude. He was a nice dude.
Okay. Well, you screwed you
just
that up.
That's not good at working the phone.
Yeah.
Stu Ron, just, I think he just referred to me as Joel 2.0 on Twitter.
Who?
For the record, I was here first.
Shock acts like you just talked about his mom. Man, like,
boy, if y'all can see the look on his face,
dude, I didn't want to tell him when I saw it.
Disgusted by just the thought.
Let's go show anybody can sign up for a social media account.
Oh, man.
Man.
It's going to be one of those days.
I've been offended before, but this is new.
That's a whole new level of sting, huh?
Thanks, Ron.
Ron's the one. I got to go retweet this. Where is it? I got to find this.
Speaking of your Twitter action,
okay.
I just come across it on Twitter, and I didn't, you know, I have to go back to see what, I wasn't that interested in your life, Barry, to go back
right
to see where you got there, but what conversation would lead you into saying brothers don't ride horses?
I came yesterday on the show, we talked about it forever, and I caught tons of heat for it. Because I said, so there was, the way we got to it was there was an intern yesterday, Kobe, who is, he's a black guy, and he was wearing a Bird shirt, a Larry Bird jersey.
Okay.
And the way it came up was Kobe didn't wash his hands when he left the bathroom. While Nick and I had gone in there for the same reason, he's in there, talks to us, tells Nick, hey man, I need some headphones, and then just walks out without washing his hands. So I called him out on air, and I was like, first of all, he's a brother in a Bird jersey. That's rare. You never see brothers wearing a Bird jersey. I said, it's almost as rare as seeing a black dude on a horse. Like, you don't see that very often. And boy, everyone got upset.
In Texas?
Yeah, but still. Like, maybe I'm just live a sheltered life.
Clearly, you've never been to Acres Homes.
That was the one correction I made. Somebody's like, bro, Acres Homes, you see it all the time. I said, you're right. Yeah. I was like, I have driven through Acres Homes several times and seen brothers on horses, but I don't see it anywhere else. And then I start getting, well, come to College Station. I'm like, that's not in my area. Yeah, I'm sure if you get out way in the country, there's some brothers on horses.
Look, man.
But not around here.
You over in West U. You know, hanging out with the ritzy crowd. Like people who smoke cigarettes on a stick, you know, and you don't see brothers on horses. You don't see brothers, period.
My wife, I see plenty of horses when I go visit my wife. I don't know why that is.
Got to be a cop on horseback at Woodland Mall every now and then.
Right? Cross Timbers in Irvington, I don't know why they have like this, lots of horses that around that area. I don't get it. Like, that's not a country part of town.
But neither is Acres Homes.
That's true. That's true. But didn't they always have horses out there in Acres Homes? That's always a thing, though. That's always been a thing.
Well, I mean, you know, this is America. A black man can have a horse.
I'm not saying
a black man can't have a horse.
Absolutely, but how often do you see a black man on a horse outside of Acres Homes?
I grew up in Acres Homes.
Okay, but I'm outside because Marty said the same thing. Marty called. He was a black guy. He called. He was like, Barry, you've never watched the trail ride? I said, yeah, Marty. Outside of that, when do you see it? He goes, yeah, you're right.
Blacks are some of the greatest cowboys in the history of cowboys. You go to the Cowboy Museum. Their brothers all up in there.
I have never seen it.
Lord, you need to expand your horizons.
Why? I don't care about country stuff.
Stop seeing the world so white.
The last time I saw a black dude on a horse was Blazing Saddles. I'm not going to lie. That's not true.
Which is now on Netflix, by the way.
It is?
Just this week.
That is the
appointment
movie.
Viewing.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I would ask this then. Okay. If you heard about a donkey basketball game where people rode donkeys and played basketball.
White guys.
Why wouldn't you think that would be brothers?
I would definitely say like that's a white.
It's Spindor. Like,
yeah. Cleveland, Willis. Yeah, that's probably where the three teams are from. Splendor, Cleveland, and Willis. And that was the thing is like some people got upset. Like one dude, Nick, was texting like, Barry, man, that's not funny, man. Saying black dudes, you don't see them on horses. I'm like, you know what? No one texted me when I said white people can't dance. No one texted me about that.
What would they be texting you about?
You see?
What? I mean, not even to agree. It was like resignation.
You, Drew, you've never seen Shock and me dance. We can dance.
Thank you, Jerome, because I've been trying to say that on the show for like the past 3 months.
Jerome, that's not even fair.
Go ahead. That's fine. You can dance.
I'm trying to think. Have you never seen, what is an example?
Take time. We got another hour and 40 minutes.
Star Search? That's all I got.
Come on, man.
That's all I got.
I thought you were going to pull out Charlie Pride or something like that.
No. Charlie Pride?
Yeah.
No. No. That's
Star Search.
Yeah. What emerged from Star Search?
I don't know. I'm just Sinbad. I was trying to think of when I've seen Sinbad. A lot of white folks dancing really
some
well.
Some of the models, I think, may have done some, went on to some TV
comedians,
stuff
too. There was a couple
Tracy
of
Tracy Ross was on Star Search.
Was she?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's it. Sawyer Brown came from Star Search.
Look at you. Well, you have a...
You're like a Star Search
encyclopedia. It's interesting, in 18 seconds you go from what the hell ever happened on Star Search. So yeah, I can remember just about everybody.
That's pretty cool way how you like, let me set myself up to show my knowledge.
Yeah, look.
Again, I think you said ginger ale was the whitest thing you'd ever heard me say. Rattling off Star Search contestants might be the
pretty
second.
White. Yeah, pretty white.
Well, no, I don't think of Star Search as a racial
3.5 stars.
Component.
Knowing the trivia of it.
That wasn't trivia.
Probably.
Those are notable people.
That's just straight nerddom. That's not white.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like to give Shock the business, though. You know, I mean, given his background, he surprises me sometimes. Yeah. I'll just say that. He surprises me.
Appreciate it.
He has a deep level of...
useless knowledge.
Bingo. Exactly what I was going to
say. I was
going to
say weird, but all right. Whatever.
And I'm not even I can't even get to Final Jeopardy either. I mean, it's just earning me nothing.
Well.
Next to nothing.
The video you sent me, let's talk about that.
Well,
I think if we're going to, you're the one that brought it up.
Okay, that one made the news a few weeks back of these guys were brothers, were riding some horses.
Three dudes on horses.
They were like, what the hell, man? I got to run into Walmart.
So
instead of pulling up to Walmart and getting out and tying their horse up like, you know, normal people would do.
Well, yeah.
I guess riding your horse at Walmart is not normal either. But hey, let's just go with that. They just said, let's go just ride on through the store.
So pick up what we need. They rode their horses into the store.
In and through the store. Into the checkout line. Bought something.
They made it all the way to the checkout line?
Yeah. Oh, no. They didn't just run in and run back out.
I thought that's what it was. Like, I thought they went in and got a video and were like, ha-ha, look at us. We're funny.
No,
and then
they were like, yeah.
So it was a self-scan? Or a...
self-checkout.
normal register?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Did they wait in line?
But I know they bought something and paid. Well, one of them did.
If they went to that one on Columbus, there was no chance.
And the picture of them, you showed the picture of them. They were feeling it. Like they were
proud of themselves for being able to accomplish the horseback ride through Walmart.
My favorite part of the article, like if you didn't read it, then I think you make your own assumptions in your head as to the type of person that would do this. But at one point it says, something to the effect of, I don't know, we just felt like going parking lot pimping on our horses.
And that's when you go, oh, those are some brothers.
So
you just equate pimping with black people.
I equate the phrase parking lot pimping with not white people. Like, white people don't say parking lot pimping, all right?
You've said it more times than I ever have in my life in the last 5 minutes.
Because it was a direct quote.
5 seconds.
It was a direct quote from one of the cowboys. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Best part of this video is the fact that it's first person. I mean, it's not someone.
Oh yeah, he's
with
his own narrator.
Someone on it. He's actually on the horse taking the video.
He had a GoPro on his cowboy hat.
And there's a Walmart dude moving a cart who acted like this was an everyday occurrence.
Oh, let me move that for you. So your horse
like,
can get
hey,
by
how you
me,
doing?
Sir.
Yeah, nobody was running. Security didn't come running up.
What
no
do you
one
think?
Dialed 911.
Nobody.
The three black guys could have just walked through Walmart together.
People
would have called 911. They ride in on a horse. No problem. If brothers had known riding around on a horse would get you immunity, we'd all be riding horses around as Joker.
I mean, no one is alarmed. That's the best part.
Yeah. Everyone's just like, okay. Whoa. It's just three dudes on horses walking through Walmart. No big deal. That's hilarious.
Just another Tuesday.
So, yeah, we will indeed mix in some rockets. At least we can do on a day when they're playing basketball tonight. And LeBron James last night. Let's talk about that, because that was some of the most fun I've had watching basketball in quite a while. Got a couple callers. My man wants to talk some Acres Homes. Can never have too much talk about Acres Homes when I'm on the show. So we'll get to that when we come back. This is The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5.
Young Money, Young Money, Young Money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back in. Liebeshock, Laminack, Solomon.
Sounds like a law firm.
Yiddish law firm.
Yeah. I like it. Yiddish.
One bald dude and two guys who cut their hair real prison short.
Prison short?
How do you describe your hair?
Bald
style.
Fade? Just bald fade?
Bald fade?
Bald fade.
I spend way too much money on getting everyone else's hair cut in my house. I can't afford myself.
Yeah, yours is fresh, though. You cut it last night?
Yeah, every other day.
Every
third day. I'm sorry.
Twice I don't have that kind of time to invest. I'm too busy sleeping.
Take that long.
It takes 5 minutes for what he's doing.
Maybe. It's a production.
It's not like
for
he. You can tell he doesn't do anything with his line.
It's a 1-0.
I don't either, though.
He's just let it naturally
you
fall.
Yeah, I was looking at him. I mean, I have a odd widow's peak. You got more of a Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan thing.
Yeah, but I'm not getting an edge up on that because, like.
If you do that, then you'll.
I was talking about that. I went to a legit barber for the first time in years last night and got a bald fade because I was like, I need a good haircut. I haven't had one in forever. And he asked me, he was like, do you want me to line it up? And I was like, no, because that widow's peak grows back at a different level
you
than
the
rest of it.
And
then it looks weird. It just looks like. You know, you ever get weeds in your lawn, and then you could tell? That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Like, so, Calvin Murphy has the most impressive widow's peak in the history.
I tell you, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a straight-up arrow.
You know, it's weird.
I had an arrow in my head at one point.
Arrow.
You know, I had an arrow cut.
Did you?
Like a little mohawk arrow.
Yeah.
Frat Brothers kind of talked me into it.
Oh, yeah?
That was a good weekend, though.
You got any pics?
I was popular.
You got any pics? You got any pics you want to tweet out for us?
No. They didn't make cameras back then.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, I would imagine Murph has to get it lined up on each side of the widow's peak. That's how deep it is. He's got to get two edge ups. I wonder if they're like, no, it's extra for two edge ups, man.
You got two barbers. One working on the right, one working on the left side.
We got to line you up twice. That's going to be an extra five at least.
Let's grab Scott and see what he has to say about my famous neighborhood, the great city where I'm from, Acres Homes, Texas. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, Jerome? I know burying them. I ain't gonna throw Mike under the bus with this. Barry's all trying to play it off. Does he even know where Acres Home is?
Yeah, I do.
How do you know? You're late to the airport and you had to cut off the freeway and shoot through or something?
Let me ask you.
I used to go to Club Kokomo's, Jerome. I know all about Acres Homes.
Homes Road.
What?
Have you ever been to the steam table at Tidwell and Holmes Road? Everybody goes there, man.
No.
Jerome, they're looking for black affirmation, man. That's all they want to do. It's the only reason they called you. And I love you, brother. Man, that's all they're trying to do is trying to affirm, yeah, we're good in the community.
Who?
That's all it's about.
Bro, Scott in Deer Park, just because you wear a dangle earring like Barry Bonds doesn't give you a black card, bro.
I work
for the gas company.
Centerpoint. You heard of it. You buy gas from us.
I work for the gas company. Scott, what does that have to do with anything?
Scott Dimmonick was home all day cutting off people's gas.
Oh, there you go.
That's why you know where it is. Oh, that's hilarious.
Exactly, boy.
Oh, my God.
Much love, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
I wonder if he's more hated for turning it off or love for turning it back on.
Yeah, that's a...
Doesn't even know.
They send a different guy out to turn it on, usually. Yeah, that's... That's too funny.
Yeah, the guy who turned it off, he don't want to come back around.
I don't know. The truck from Severn Trent, the water guys in our neighborhood... You can see him sometimes turn it off, just sitting on the street waiting that
come
hour.
Back.
Go turn it right back on. He doesn't even move the truck.
I'll tell you that the world has changed in that. You know, from when I grew up, when you had no options, they used to be cold about it. The company were like, all right, go get you some water from somebody else then.
Yeah, where are you going to go? Lights too?
Yeah, lights are like, well, okay, whatever, man. You know, it's up to you. You want it or not, you know, and phone, same thing. You had no options. Now
it was what it was HLNP, Southwestern Bell, and whatever the water was in your area, and
the
that
water
was
company.
Yeah, the water company, Houston Water. Yeah, that was it.
They wouldn't even dim the lights or blink them; they just cut them right off.
No, you get that red note in the mail, and you knew it was time.
And you try to cuss
options,
and you cuss the phone people out. You like, I wish y'all would send somebody down here because there was a time where they had to come and do it
inside. Yeah,
then,
in the yard.
Then the technology caught up. And brothers were still cussing him out. Yeah, I wish you would send somebody down here. Try to cut him out. Hello? this works?
So is this Scott accusing you of attempting to curry favor in the community?
Show me your blacklist.
Was there a council meeting yet?
You probably got a notepad over there. You got a notepad with some community, cultural references that you can throw out there and say, so you can blend in with the audience.
The Wiz. What else?
Because you comedians do that. You comedians, when you go into a city, you pick up a couple of things so you can throw it out on stage and try to,
The only time I've done that is I have a joke where I talk about strip clubs. So I'll go in and ask, what's the nastiest strip club in this town? And I'll do that.
You could say Deja Vu in every city.
Yeah, that's probably one of them.
He goes in and asks for the name.
Shut up, Jerome. Not that I would know.
I just want to know, the name. Yeah. So, because it's for a joke.
Just research.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. Babe, listen, I got to go make sure it's seedy. I got to go make sure it's bad. I can't be up there lying about my joke. I got to go make sure. That's what I tell the wife.
Is that a $10 cover and that $25 crown a write-off?
That's right. Okay. On the taxes. But we established already that you can't write off hoes. Jerome, the CPA, has established that you can't write off hoes.
It's a well-known fact.
That's right. So, yes, you got to write off the alcohol and the tips. I'll write off the tips.
Now, speaking of CD, strip joints, you ever performed in Durham, North Carolina?
I have not.
Ooh, boy.
Really?
There's a joint over there.
And?
There's like milky white substances around the place.
What?
You might accidentally. What? You can't even sit down. It's so.
And you. How long did you stay? Two or three hours?
No, please. at the third or fourth time I went there, I was like, I refuse to be seen in this joint.
So you started going at night.
I am not coming back for lunch.
I am not sitting down in this place.
Again.
I'm going to stand. I know y'all have my special table, but you can just hang my name card up on the wall and I'll stand over there. I'm not. No way.
This is not a VIP section. It's a dry section. A wet section.
Oh, man.
713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. There's a joint in Indianapolis where, they don't have like jello fights or oil wrestling.
Yeah.
They have ice cream wrestling.
What?
Yeah, now that was nice.
But that doesn't get rank after about 35 minutes melting under the lights. Yeah.
And then it becomes milk wrestling.
Ugh. Who's smelling?
Milk is.
You don't take your sense of smell into a strip club.
I guess it all blends in. It all blends in after a while. It's been a while,
this
man.
This place stinks. I'm leaving. Yeah. What?
He's walking around with Febreze.
Yeah. Spraying the strippers.
Give me two bourbon and Coke and a small Febreze.
I'm a Lysol guy myself.
Spraying the lady. Oh, that's great.
You don't take a sanitizer?
Can I sit here? Hold on. Let me put a towel down.
Come on. Let's act like you don't carry sanitizer in there.
That's only available in the dry section. That was a very enjoyable Rockets discussion.
Oh, wasn't it though? It's great.
Speaking of CD, Oklahoma City's got a joint.
Oh.
Oh, gotta go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. Be my
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Now, we do need to clear something up, too, from the other day when I was here and all you people, pushing this fake news. Speaking of strippers, multiple websites had been claiming that Carmelo Anthony had gotten a quote-unquote stripper pregnant.
Right.
Not the case.
Okay.
According to multiple other websites.
So it was allegedly and it was false.
Yeah, and like I said, she's a Northwestern girl. She's a college student. She's a college graduate even.
Oh, so he did get her pregnant. She just wasn't a stripper.
Oh, yeah. No, he's still hoeing around. But
okay.
She wasn't.
She's not a stripper. She's not a stripper. She's just working her way through school doing something else.
The man was donated to the scholarship fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously. All right. I don't know if I'm buying all that, but all right.
And what's so wrong with being a stripper anyway?
People turn that
into something just, you know, lurid.
It's in the family tree of the oldest profession in the world, right?
That's a distant cousin.
Distant cousin.
It's a cousin. Yeah. It's still in the tree.
And like fraternal twins.
Yeah. It's still in the tree. It's like, it goes, what? If you look at the branches, you've got stripper in there, you've got Hooters, but it's all different levels, right?
Wait a minute.
You putting Hooters in the oldest profession?
You got the porn industry. It's on the tree. It's on the tree. It's just different levels.
I don't know about that.
Well, there's a progression in a career. It's like starting off.
One, I don't go to Hooters, but what do you go to Hooters for?
Wings. I'm too old to be going for anything else. But it's like single A ball. That's Hooters. And then, you know, the strip club is double A, maybe. Or go-go dancing would be double A. And then triple A would be strip club. And then the majors would just be
go-go
either.
Dancing. Where are you seeing go-go dancing?
Go-go dancing.
Go-go dancing is all over the place.
Vegas, for sure.
What is it? Klee? Isn't that a club here? CLEA? Klee?
No.
They have, it's right there off of Maine. They have a pool on their top floor with go-go dancers all around it. Yeah, it's a thing. Y'all need to get out more. You're way too old.
You're way too old
and strapped down with kids. You got to get out
the
more.
The phrase go-go dancers went out when people stopped using LSD, I believe.
It did not. No, sir. No, sir.
They may have dancers. They don't call them go-go dancers.
Absolutely, they do.
You don't see that on signs around
here. I know I misspoke yesterday when I said spliff. Everyone made fun of me for still using the word spliff. But they are still called go-go dancers. That is a fact.
No, I thought doobie was worse than spliff.
Did I say doobie?
You said doobie.
I also say choo-choo tracks. So,
And Mr. Josh Like a Boss tweeted us a photo of a black jockey. And the earliest jockeys winning the Kentucky Derby were black.
Were they?
Yeah.
Now that I did not know.
They used to run us as horses right before then. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. Oh, you're laughing at that like that's a joke?
I'm just like, that's
not funny.
Why would you throw that out there?
Pretty insensitive, man.
You guys are the worst.
It's like the third time this week where I thought, I don't even know this guy.
Oh, my God.
I give him some history and he's, that's funny.
You worked with someone for 4.5 years and yet in 1 week there's 3 times. I'm like, who the hell are you?
Who let these two in? This is the worst. This is the worst. How are you going to come on my show and then put me in a corner? Nobody puts baby in a corner. All right.
Nobody puts Boom in a corner. Nobody. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I gotta go catch up on tweets or something. Y'all go ahead.
You
talk
do
basketball.
Did you watch the game last night?
I watched some of it. Not all. I missed
you,
the comeback.
You gave up because you figured Cleveland was out.
I forget what happened on why. I got home and I had to go do a bunch of stuff out in the yard. So I missed a lot until dark and then showered, ate. And by the time I sat down to watch it, it was ending.
Yeah, so, it was one of the most impressive performances I've seen.
That's what I heard.
And LeBron, I mean, he did something. Just his second half alone was one of those, you know, group numbers of 28 points and 10 rebounds and 8 assists or something that people don't even put up in full games. But over the course of the game in that big comeback, he passed Kobe Bryant in points scored in the playoffs. And the most impressive one to me, though, was in 3-pointers made, he's now in the top 4. Or he moved to number 4 on the list behind, I don't even know who they are, but all of them are just 3-point shooters. Ray Allen,
yeah.
Reggie Miller, and one of the white guys, probably.
Kerr.
Yeah. You know?
Kerr, yeah.
Right.
No, because they keep dunking nothing.
Insert white 3-point shooter here.
We're just going to let this fly, right? Like, I'm coming out of the corner swinging now.
I'm the brother in here. I got to stand up for us. I know how you like to just dog black people. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Rockets tonight, do they jack it up to 3-0?
I think so. I do. I think so. But I think if they're going to get caught in a game, it's going to be that first one back in OKC. But I think they have – I mean, you took their best shot, I think, with the Thunder. Mm-hmm. They got up to what, a 15-point lead, 13-point lead at one point in that first quarter. They were up by 15. And I think you took about their best shot. They were getting out rebounded. They were, you know, Westbrook was having his way. The Rockets were missing a lot of shots. OKC was clogging the paint. You took all that. You weathered the storm, and you were still able to come back and win that game. And I think you've seen their best. Now it's just a matter of can you, you know, that road factor. And I don't even know how many points in the NBA a road game is worth like they do in the NFL. But I'd be curious.
Whatever it is, it's worth more in OKC than most places because that's a difficult place to play. That crowd is as loud as they come. They'll be hyped because what else do they have to do? And it's like a college atmosphere in OKC. So they'll be into it. But the Rockets, I do think they've proved that they're the better team. It's just a matter of will this series get extended or not is the question.
And you, I mean, they're a 2.5-point underdog on the road, the Rockets are. Which, they, you know, they were 7- and 8-point favorites at home. I think that they can win one of two. I think they're good enough, and I think they, like you said, they've proven it. You know, you never know, though. They were 3. What were they? They were 1-1 on the road in OKC this year
during the season.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they won 3 out of 4.
Yeah, and yeah. I think both of the wins, they won twice at home and once on the road. So yeah, I could see them getting one on the road.
But a sweep would do them some good, so they can get a, you know, not that they need rest, but San Antonio will presumably be next, even though the Spurs lost. At Memphis.
Which, shout out to Nick, because he's been saying that the Grizzlies have something. They just haven't shown it yet. But, I mean, I was like, no, I could see this ending in 4, as bad as it's gone so far for the Grizzlies. And you stuck to your guns and said, I think it goes at least 5, if not 6.
Yeah, I just didn't think they'd get swept. I know San Antonio is by far a better team. I just didn't think they'd get swept.
Yeah.
So
back more into your category. You seen Memphis's coach's wife?
The wife? No. Everyone keeps comparing me to him, too. Everyone keeps saying I look like Fizdale on Twitter.
You work with him all the time. When he says everyone, what does he mean?
Like everyone?
Like one person?
Everyone. He thinks it's everyone.
I've literally had 5 people tweet me a picture of Fizdale and say, hey, Barry, nice suit. Or, hey, when did you start coaching in the NBA? Like, literally. I've had 5 different people tweet
I
that
know
to me.
You're not him because his wife's got too much for you.
She does. She's got a lot of ass.
She would. She's not your type. She's too good looking for you.
Oh no, that's my type. Yeah, that's
she
fine.
She was young.
Yeah, but that's it. Like no more ass than that. That's enough ass.
She's
that's,
on the border.
You know. Yeah. You know. I said there was too much ass. That's enough ass.
Oh my goodness.
That's like I've had it up to here. That's enough ass.
You've had it no up to more. Here.
Don't bring no more ass.
Don't you, girl? Don't keep doing them squats. You better stop
come back
squats.
In here with 1 more centimeter of ass, and it's over.
And I'm not going to be able to handle that much ass. Like, yeah, that's it.
You do have tiny hands. Just saying.
They're thick. They're more round than they are long.
They're
lost around right behind.
They're presidential. Looking.
I've always said, yeah. Look, they're presidential.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're fatter than they are long. That's true. That is true.
It's not even sausage. It's like a Vienna sausage fingers. I guess it's not even like a brat.
They're not huge.
Can you palm a softball?
Really? Shock? Really? I can palm a basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nerf?
No. Kids. Women's. Women's. A women's basketball. Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, goodness.
Now I better understand your fear of the behind.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, that's the thing. Serena would be like, I'd be like, well, how was it? She'd be like, excuse me? Did you even start? Like, she would have no idea.
Is there something that happened to you as a youth?
No,
that deters just, you or just a natural fear
from too much ass.
Yeah,
bro, you should see the stuff Lamont has been sending me. It's literally disgusting. It's gross.
I love the fact that you guys, it all out on press row. And I keep telling you, someone sitting behind you is going to take a picture of you looking at this.
Yeah,
and there's guys, nothing. There's no way you can spin out of it.
You guys can pretend like there's no limit on ass all you want, but I know damn well half the pictures that I've seen y'all would head for the hills. That's no like, pun no, intended. You would be like, no.
Dr. Lamont's trying to give you some shock therapy. You know, you think if you enough of that into you, it would break down your insecurity.
Yeah.
And, you know, next thing you know, you'd be all about it.
True no limit soldier.
No, going in. I'll stick with it. There is a point where there's just too much. There's too much breast. There's too much of everything.
Oh well, yeah, well certainly yeah, breast. That's just there. I mean,
Jerome, but you're telling me that there's no limit on how much ass a woman could have for you.
If it's in proportion,
no. That's
it has to be proportion.
He wants odds. No. Yeah, he wants odds.
I'll show you a picture. I'm going to find this one that Lamont sent me.
Well, I mean, you know, don't. Lamont got some crazy friends.
He's, yeah.
Lamont spent a lot of time on the internet.
He's
so,
perverted.
Yeah, that's the dark web he's been sending you. don't click that link. Don't click that link.
I can't. I had to mute him for a while. It was getting to me.
Speaking of being muted, Deshaun Kizer had some things to say. You guys don't know that. We will get into it when we come back. He sounds like a bold young man. We know damn well Texans won't be interested. This is The Usual Suspect.
SPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.